0.001 is what Chris Buescher won by for about 90 seconds. It was enough time for high fives, wall bangs, phone calls to the woman that picked a winner that I had to rudely hang up on in the middle of our fine conversation, telling her how rich I was. Second biggest win ever, stripped from me, stripped from us, stripped from half of NASCAR gambling Twitter. Well, probably not half, maybe a quarter. But I saw some big tickets out there, 75-1. I got 60. Zach, what'd you get?
Well, I don't have as many access to as many books. I got sure. 60 and 30.
Yeah,
DraftKings and Caesars.
Big numbers, folks. Big. I mean, that for the fact that the transponder is in the back of the car. Hashtag justice for transponders. Timing and scoring has sent me to. I should have Sunday night. I should have checked myself into an insane asylum. I should have been Baker-acted about how depressed I was. That was the biggest roller coaster I have ever been on in my entire life. And I don't go on roller coasters. So the emotion, the physical roller coasters, the emotional roller coasters, oh, I love to just send myself right off them. That was some of the most absurd shit I've ever seen watching a NASCAR race. Closest finished ever. The fact that TV didn't get it right. MRN didn't get it right. NASCAR timing and scoring didn't get it right. They had to literally, and I don't know how the Jimmy Johnson, Clint Boyer, Talladega finish. I don't know if they had to go back to video and photo finish for that. Atlanta, they didn't. They had Suarez. Radio had Suarez. TV had Suarez. Time and scoring had Suarez. Everyone knew Suarez won, right? That was such a gut punch. Like, I felt it in my stomach that I did not win a single bet. Byron, Bubba, Buescher, there's a couple other ones in there. Blaney top 10, Ross top 10. Just pain. But I wake up Monday morning. And I have a little, I don't know why I'm telling you this story. Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fucking terrible, dude. I was fucking 0.001 seconds away, 1/1000th from free fucking rent. First off, okay.
It's a made up fucking number.
It is a fucking made up. They showed a bunch of zeros. Cliff Daniels even said it was zeros.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I have access. I have the media access, timing, and scoring, and it said Buescher. MRN said Buescher. I started celebrating. MRN was actually ready to interview Scott Graves, his crew chief, and as they were ready to interview him, you hear him say, they just said the 5-1. And we went from having probably one of the greatest days for at least myself in betting. Nothing.
It was a lot of people that was getting ready to cash big on that. I mean,
like Mark said, he felt like a quarter of the people had it. I felt like everyone had it. Like if you didn't have it, you're not watching the race and live betting then, because the number was out there. I gave it out in our
late.
I gave it out in our paid section, and then I know Auto Lotto gave it out. It was 75-1, oof. Like 10 minutes later.
On Hard Rock, right?
Fanatics. Yeah, to all the people in our Discord. So, I mean, I felt like everyone was on it, man. I think that would have been, we all would have been gambling, NASCAR gambling Twitter would have been rich.
Yeah. The definition of. Now let me tell you
his number hung still at like 40 for I don't know how long.
Mid race.
Like when you finally like realized, oh yeah, all right, his car is legit. and still sitting there 40. Now it dropped to 18, and then it immediately almost dropped to 9 once they figured out he was leading. It was like maybe a lap or two. So you could have even got him, I think, leading the race, basically.
Jesus. Now, I have a confession to make. I did not bet. I bet Chris Buescher before the race, which is even crazier. But it had nothing to do with numbers, practice, nothing. So I'm in a little group chat. Rory's in it, too. And everyone, it's called the something about the wives of NASCAR, something wives. And I don't know, beginning of the season, maybe it was the end of last season. Everyone asked their wife, girlfriend, little shoddy with the puppy pads, who they think is going to win the race. And I think Rory really started this. Like, he would always, we talk about it all the time on this show. You know, he always gets Whitney's input. Now, Whitney's an anomaly. She watches the races. She knows the drivers. She knows who's good. She knows that Denny Hamlin is going to win the championship this year. She knows when Denny's going to be fast. So I listen to her, and we're going to get her take. And Rory, if you haven't gotten her winner yet, you're going to have to figure that out before the podcast ends. So everyone asks their female who's going to win the race. Well, the female that I asked has never watched a single lap of NASCAR in her entire life. And if you're in this said group chat or in the Discord, you know that she hit Suarez at Atlanta in a photo finish and paid for her flight down and, you know, did the deal. Well, she proceeds to choose the 17 car. I tell her to pick numbers because you got to pick numbers. So she picks the 17 car. I do it every week. It went from the Matt DiBenedetto $100 to the female's $100. And I was mid-phone call. I was mid-phone call when I look up at the TV and all I see is this Larson Polish victory lap. Give me some of that. Give me some of that. Anyway, she was she's picked one at 0.003 and was 0.001 away from winning another one. So maybe we should just get her opinion on betting tracks. So anyway, that's my story. And that's the only reason I was on Buescher. I didn't have him live. I didn't make any live bets because I was dead to rights except for Buescher. Hamlin top three looked really good except for the late caution. Byron fucking stunk, by the way, if you guys wanted to know. If the crew has to repair the car after practice and qualifying, do not bet that guy. I don't care how good he is in practice. I don't give a fudge how good he is in practice. He was the class of the field. I think the only lap average that he wasn't the fastest in was like the 25 lap average, and he was second. It doesn't mean shit. He came from the back to like 20th, 22nd, hung out for a minute, got up to like 15th, 13th, and then didn't do anything, literally nothing, until the last string of cautions. And then he finally got up to 7th, and I'm like, oh shit, Hamlin's in first. Excuse me, Hamlin's in first, Byron's in 7th, Buescher's in top 3. This is great. This is all I could have ever asked for. And we left Kansas, the best race of the year, with a big old goose egg. So anyway, that's why I was on Buescher.
Yeah.
Well, Rory, did you win any money, kid? Did you win any money?
No, absolutely.
Zach didn't win any money on the race, but he damn sure won a shitload of money on qualifying. That was fun.
Yeah, qualifying was good. Hit the head-to-head, hit the pole winner, 8-1, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, fucking Kyle Larson has cost me so much fucking money.
He hit on him and against him.
Yeah, on him or against him.
Not even on him. So the motherfucker hit that thing, the sand trap at Homestead, and ruined my Blaney ticket and my Keselowski top 3 and Keselowski top 5. And then Sunday. Think of the theoretical money that he has cost us.
Yeah,
and the fact that like he's rolling off 4-1, I'm not betting that pre-practice.
You know what though? You know what the bad thing is his odds suck, and the motherfucker is good and wins. He's just up there so much. Shit's gonna happen.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I see your point. I mean, he wins a lot of races. I mean, leads a lot of laps. I mean, shit happens. It's 2024 NASCAR with this. Everything just seems to happen. Get late race cautions. I mean, it's so hard. I feel like you're better off like going off of race data from previous races or comp tracks more so over. I don't even pay attention to qualifying. I look at it, of course, you know, I'm curious, but it's really hard to trust it because it's ran at two different times. You got people split up. Like, then you're sitting there trying to figure out, well, what's the difference in the speed from those two and trying to compare that. And it's just like, fuck it. I mean, I just feel like you just trust the power rankings, whatever Zach spits out. And it's going to work most weeks.
That's for damn sure. Larson was what, two, I think, post-practice and qualifying. Denny was one, class of the field.
I mean, I'm just talking on a favorite, you know, standpoint. If you're going to go with somebody up at the top of the board, then I feel like that's the way to go. Now, I mean, I feel like if you find value on something, it's worth a shot in this car if it's somebody that actually can get the job done. You're not just taking it because it's such a huge number, but you're taking it because it looks to be a disadvantage type situation where you're getting, you know, a dollar more than you think it should be. Or, I mean, Gregson's been hot as shit. Could have been fucking raking. Like, I'm fortunate I had him on top five at Dega. Like, I've had him a little bit during this, but what he's done the last couple of weeks is pretty damn impressive. I mean, I know Dover, he probably wasn't that good. Didn't he get track qualified position?
Well. Yeah, but he qualified.
I know he qualified well, but I thought he.
I think Dover's he ran so long. Hard. I think he ran long one time.
And caught the caution right there on that last.
He was okay all day. He wasn't.
But he was okay. Yeah. I think it's just hard to pass. Like, you give him the opportunity to keep track position though, and the pit crew doesn't fuck up. I think that I don't know what legacy is. I know last year, you know, they were leaving, so they weren't getting any support. But like, I'm just saying, like, they suck this year too. Kinda. I mean.
They're not great.
Maybe the best thing Noah ever did was like just get out of that deal by making a like on a tweet.
Two clicks on a phone screen on an Instagram story. Meme.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Get it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I know. It's a good time.
But I like old Gregson. I think Gregson can drive.
I love me some Gregson, but Greg Zinn, that was a good little marketing deal they got going on over there. Greg Zinn, ZYN. The model does not love Gregson this week. Now, we're not going to dive into Darlington just quite yet, but I'll tell you what, the guy second in the power rankings, I got a pretty big bet on, and he's not second favorite when the odds board. So we'll get into that in a little bit. We have 17 minutes until we have to, required by law, by that one guy that commented that we have to talk about Darlington. Ha ha ha. Let's talk a little silly season. I feel like it's a little early for silly season. It's the first week in May. However, there have been rumor after rumor after announcement today, Wednesday, May the 8th. It's early. So let's talk about it. So first of all, Michael McDriver, McDonger, whatever SC said earlier, McDonger, is going to Spire in the 71. And Zane Smith, you'd have to imagine, is going to go sit in and hold the steering wheel of a purchased charter from Trackhouse, you'd have to imagine. And there's a lot of rumors flying around with old Stuart Haas in front row. So, Zach, I feel like you're the guy that's been doing the research on this and filling us in. I want your take on what's going to happen with Stuart Haas in front row And where do you think the charters land for next year?
All right. First thing I'll say about McDowell, I watched a interview with him earlier. He said the reason he left was because Front Row is a year-to-year contract situation every year, and Spire was committed to him for more than 1 year. I mean, you can't blame a guy, and I imagine the pay is probably higher. You can't blame a guy.
How old is he? He's 43?
Oh, he's no pretty old way. For racing.
I mean, he may not be quite
39.
I don't know. 39. Okay. 39.
And then,
yeah, so I mean, with all the young kids that are coming up now, he ain't got 3 more years. I give it. Maybe the 2 years of this.
No
contract.
Mark Martin?
I don't see Michael McDowell with 44 wins or what, 46 wins, whatever the hell. I think Mark had that many, something like that. Yeah, I don't see that. I just see they got to start putting these dudes that's down in trucks and Xfinity and something because they can wheel it.
So my theory
and they're marketable.
Is,
I mean, Michael McDowell, I mean,
is he marketable? Let's be real here.
Okay. I mean,
all right.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen him on a Love's Truck Stop commercial.
I don't know if I've seen a Love's Truck Stop commercial, but I know that.
I don't think I have neither.
Yeah. I do love me some Love's, though. Love's, Racetrack, Flying J, Pilot. Dude, all those gas stations are fire. All right. There's one of three things that's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you which one I believe the most. So McDowell going to Spire because they pay more. Fine argument.
And multiple years.
That's fine. I see it. I can see it. Definitely a viable option. Loves is out, so he has no sponsorship. So Front Row said, buddy, you're gone if you don't bring sponsorship to the table. Now, Loves is probably a team sponsor because they sponsor Lane Riggs. However, they were not on the truck last week. So just saying, never know. Maybe it's a little value add they got going. Hey, if you do 27 races in the Cup Series, we'll give you X amount in the Truck Series. I don't know. Maybe. Or this is what I think is going to happen. Zach, you're going to have to elaborate on this. That Front Row and Stuart Haas got a little bit of a mojo going on. They're going to dish one of the charters, maybe two of them. So they're going to come up with this partnership of sorts. They're going to combine forces. They're going to cash out, and they're going to become one team.
It's with Tony's two. I think, does Tony own two of them and Gene owns the other two? I'm curious, like,
who knows?
I mean, if they're selling their building, like that Matt Weaver article said that.
That's what I've heard the same thing. That's why I was trying to figure out, like, I'm assuming Tony Stewart owns two of the charters and Gene Haas owns the other two. Because I'm pretty sure they were a 50-50 deal.
I think they both went out.
Wow.
It could very much possibly. I don't know so much. Like you were saying, that's what I was. I believe that possibly Front Row's acquiring two more, but I don't necessarily agree that it's really an SHR Front Row merger.
So you think SHR is just dunzo?
Yeah, they're. I mean, he got out of Formula One, sold that.
No, he's still on Formula One.
No, yeah, he is.
Yeah, they just suck. So I don't watch NASCAR. So
maybe
no, they
I know
fired.
What I'm I know
they
what
fired
I'm
that
thinking.
Guy that
they did fire Hunter him
or whatever. Yeah,
but I do remember now. Otto Lotto and me were talking about it, and for some reason I was thinking. I think he said he should be. It should sell the fucking thing.
Yeah, they suck dick, dude.
To somebody. So maybe I just misunderstood that because I don't watch a whole hell of a lot of F1 unless I just have that time. Like, and don't pay attention.
It appears that they are still in business. So
yeah, they're still.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. But anyway, I don't know. I just think Stewart's ready to drag race
with his wifey.
He's been filling in while she's pregnant, right?
I don't watch.
I'm not a fucking clue, sure. Roars.
I think he won.
Asking the wrong two dudes.
The other, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't watch that.
All right, enough of that fucking bullshit. Zach, do you have any more to add on this whole debacle here?
Because I went and looked at who's doesn't have a contract for next year. I use that sports tracker site or whatever. So it could be accurate, could not. Ford has a ton of open seats. The 34, the 38, the 15, the 4, the 41, the 2, and the 21.
Jesus do not have, Christ.
And one more, Briscoe has a team option. So you're looking at
if Brad, there is no team, it ain't no. Well, I mean, I guess whoever would acquire him, I guess, could pick it up, right? Unless he's got some stipulation in there that it cancels out of ownership changes.
Yeah, hands. You'd have to. That would be all that. So the only four drivers for next year are Brad, Buescher, Blaney, Logano, Haley, and then Noah is actually signed for next year. But if the team, I don't know how that all works out if the team gets bought out. I think my opinion would just be a front row is going to merge with Stewart Haas or end up taking that over. They would probably just keep Briscoe, Gragson, and probably Barry, and then probably just re-sign Gilliland. That would be their four teams. And then they could sell off the other two charters. I think 2311 wants one is probably, I think, maybe. And then I don't buy the track house. I don't buy that they have to buy one. I think, and this is probably what it comes down to, what's cheaper, buying two charters or leasing two cars for the year? Because we know there's two cars available that they already have a working relationship with that are just paid for by crap sponsors. I'm sure they could have
fish gaming apps.
Exactly. I'm sure you can have better sponsors on those cars with Zane Smith and SVG, and then Trackhouse doesn't have to buy two charters.
I mean, if you got $80 million lying around, Justin Marks, sure.
And, well, I don't think anyone's buying any charters until they get a solution to what the deal is next year anyways.
I agree. Who would do that? You don't know if it's guaranteed for 2 years. You don't know if it's guaranteed for 5 years, 10 years. Lifetime? Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. Why would you spend $80 million?
And it expires at the end of this year. So if you buy something now, it is only guaranteed for this season. So I think you're going to have to wait until that deal gets signed, until they figure that out. And then it's just going to be domino after domino.
Go ahead.
I just want to go over the other. So we did Ford. Okay. Toyota. The 42.
Oh, wait. I got one thing on Ford.
Okay.
What are the odds? And I'm reaching into the depths, the annals of history, or the annals of the abyss here. Annals of history. Shout out, Ricky Bobby. Ford has stunk this year, right? They have not been great. Not good.
I have a theory on why Ford sucks, too. We'll go after that next.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, is the writing on the wall? Do they just not care? They're not putting money. They're not putting resource. Not putting time. They're getting out.
How many truck teams do they have? How many serious Ford truck teams are there? One. How many serious Ford Xfinity teams are there?
Two. Who knows? Oh, I guess two. Sieg, if you want to throw them in there. Okay.
No. Herps.
Oh, you're talking trucks. You're talking like actual car. Okay.
No, Xfinity.
Yeah.
Not teams. Sorry. Actual car. Yeah.
Actual cars. So two cars. So they have the Toyota pyramid works where we only have this many. It's small at the top. You know, they have a bunch of truck teams, a bunch of Xfinity teams, and then only a couple. So you get your best of the best. Ford has 14 cup rides, two Xfinity and one truck. Where are you building? Where are you getting any pros? Even like Like, I'm sure, like, engineers get promoted from Xfinity to Cup or truck to Cup. Like, you just don't have anything. You have one team to pull from in trucks and two from Xfinity. And if Stuart Haas is gone, they have no Xfinity. I guess Ryan Sieg would be their best Ford team in Xfinity.
Don't you think we'd be hearing like a little bit of rumblings about Ford possibly getting out if they were actually out?
Yeah, I don't think they're getting out. But I think
Stuart Haas, that's a big team to lose. That's a big team to lose. They've had a lot of history in NASCAR the last decade and a half. I mean, they've won a lot of races, championships. I mean, they've been a focal point. And obviously the last 2-3 years, aside from Harvick, dog shit. So, I mean.
Dude, did anyone care when the defending cup champions team closed and he had to move to a new team? Truex to Gibbs.
Yeah, Marty Truex. Wow. But that's a team, though. That's a team. Like, if Stuart Haas actually folds, I'm not going to be that shocked. If Ford somehow exits,
yeah, that would be a shock.
I don't think it's going to happen. But
I just don't think they're putting money into development. Hurts you all around.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of signs going on here. So I get your point.
So let's look at Toyota.
Yep.
John Hunter does not have a contract for the 42. I put every other ride is set except for Truex. So I would assume if Truex comes back, John Hunter's in the 42. If Truex retires, John Hunter gets the 19 and Corey Heim gets the 42. I think that's
way on board with that.
Yeah. The Chevy ones, we only got three open rides. The 16, the 31, then number 8.
Oh, shit. 1-year deal for KFB? Or I guess 2-year deal.
Two. Now, I couldn't find any options or anything like that. Like, I found Briscoe had a team option. Maybe he has an option or the team has an option. But if you look at the other cars available, and I know this is ridiculous, the only place that he could go, unless Trackhouse is, you know, unless a new charter comes, you know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Someone acquires a charter, sure.
Is how about in the Penske 2?
Whoa, Ford. He'd go Toyota, Chevy, Ford. Whoa.
He was originally with Ford before they had to void his contract. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was in a John Roush.
Before he was with
When he was 16.
Why'd they have to void his contract? Because he's such an asshole?
Because they made the rules that you had to be 18 to drive in the trucks. And he was 16 driving in the trucks. So then they had to like release him and all that.
For like a year or two?
He signed him.
So he raced and then had to sit out a year and then started racing again?
I mean, I don't think he raced the whole season. He did like a race when he was like 16.
Because
I'll look it up.
Those fucking sunglasses, dude. Are you going to wear those the whole time?
Fuck yeah.
Blocking out the haters, huh?
Yeah.
So while you looked that up, speaking of Hendrick, there was also another little birdie floating around rumor that the 48 car might be open next year. But according to SpotTrack, that is not the case. But Alex Bowman is clearly the redheaded stepchild, always has been and always will be. I mean, that guy better win some fucking races or else he's got another thing coming. Yeah. I don't. Accidentally just clicked Zoom app. Let's hope this doesn't fuck up the pod. Okay.
Oh boy.
No, we're good. We're good.
He ain't Rick Hendrick's son or grandson.
That was a wild take.
In 2001, he was 16. He did 6 races in the trucks for Jack Roush.
Huh.
And he didn't race again until he was 18.
How'd he do? Anyone know?
Let's see.
Didn't he win a race at 16?
Wouldn't put it past him.
He led laps. He led 17 laps. He did not win.
Okay.
He had 2/5 and a third.
I mean, shit. 7 races? Nope. Or 6 races?
16 years old.
That ain't fucking bad, Kyle.
16.
So do you actually think
Those were his starts. He had one top 10. Two top 10. Oh. Nine. Sorry.
Then he ran a full season. And he ran the full season the next when he came back, right? Is that when him and Hornaday had their...
He never.
No, that was way later.
He never ran. Yeah, in 2004, he only did one. 2005, he did 11.
My first memories of Kyle were in the Hendrick Xfinity car.
Yeah, 2003. He did seven races, and then he was full-time in that.
Yeah, so I was seven. Yeah, so I remember that. Those are my first memories of Kyle Busch.
Yeah, but he was 16. He did, like, a couple races, and NASCAR was like, nope. Out.
You're beating the shit out. You're getting ready to start beating the shit out of these older guys. You gotta go.
Do you actually think that his landing spot could be the two?
I'm just saying, like... there, unless someone's buying a charter, like, okay, like, he's not going to go race the 16 or 31. He's not going to go to front row. He's not going to go to Rick Ware. He's not going to go to Stuart Haas. He's not going to go to Lake. I don't think he's going to go back to Toyota.
No way. That bridge is burned.
So, like, what's that leave? If he were to leave.
Sure.
And there's no, besides a new team, the best available team would be the two. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know why also Ford sucks? Because on their best team of four cars, they have two nepotism hires. And I'm sure that doesn't help.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous, dude.
I'm sure that doesn't help you get good data either. Because
no,
you have two shitty drivers on what's supposed to be your flagship lead team.
Harrison Burton sucks, dude. Austin,
they Cindric, both have to. They both need to be gone after the season.
They have to be, dude. You cannot keep this. I'm so glad that you got this info, and I'm staring at the spreadsheet right now, and that their contracts are up because, dude. I mean, Austin Cindric. I mean, he might go to Rick Ware car. Sure, he might change manufacturers. He might go to a purchase charter, but, dude, from him in Xfinity days to Cup, he stinks. Like, he's bad. He's not as bad as Harrison Burton just because the car is better, in my opinion. But they're two peas in a pod, dude. They both.
Why's the car better?
I mean, let's be real here. The two Penske car is better than the Woodbrose car. Come on. Always has been.
The two Penske car is a 20. The 21 is also a Penske. They're all Penske cars, all four.
Yeah, but.
They're all prepared in the same shop. They all work together. It's the same. Okay. What about when Blaney was in the 21? When Blaney was in the 21.
Not as good as the 12. Mm-mm. Nope.
He was good.
No. I mean, he won Pocono, fine. I mean.
I think all four teams should be in the top 15. How about that?
That's fine. All Matt Benedetto was in the top 15 twice in that 21 car. What's up? What you got to say about that?
Mm. I think, like, when you're an asshole, people get sick of you, so then they get rid of you. Especially if you don't have sponsors supporting you, you can't really afford to be an asshole. So know your role and shut your mouth, maybe.
Rory, you hear something? Did you hear anything over there? I don't know that I heard that right correctly.
Like,
asshole, like, really? Damn. Like,
dude, he missed driver introductions in the playoffs, and he tried to blame.
No, that's fucking ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous, Matt.
He caught his shit together out of the playoffs because he had to start at the back at Milwaukee Mile, where good fucking luck passing anyone.
Yeah,
Milwaukee Mile.
Yeah, that's where it was at.
Yeah,
the Cup playoff race.
No, truck playoff race.
Truck.
Matt
last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed driver introductions because it was his PR person's fault. Every other driver made it. 36 other Vultures finished the race on their tires.
You see Darrell Waltrip burning up his tires?
See, Rory got the movie reference.
Dude. Shout out Mike. He's been trying to get... He's like... He's a movie reference guy. Mike knows who I'm talking about. Mike knows I'm talking about Mike. Yeah, he, like, the first, like, 10 movies, he's like, you seen this movie? You seen this movie? I'm like, no, Mike, I have not. I don't watch movies, dude. I do not watch movies. And then he'll just reference it, and then if we're around other people, he'll, like, wait for someone to say something. And if it's just me, he's like, he'll just say the title of the movie. I'm like, yeah, good luck getting me to watch a movie. Fall asleep. I put on the Titanic on our 4-hour flight back from Utah. Made it about 45 minutes. Woke up with like when the ship was sinking. So there you go. It was entertaining. I feel like
awesome.
I'm Rory right now. All right. watch what you fucking say about my boy over there. All right.
Batty D.
Biggest win of my gambling career. Facts. Never forget. I might tweet out that video. All right. What else? I know there's some other shit we were going to talk about. Junebug. Motherfucking Junior. Yeah. He just got signed. He just got paid. Shout out Junebug. Getting paid. TNT, Amazon. And Zach, if I remember correctly, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, you said verbatim, Junior's going to get like the streaming guys. He's going to have like 5 to 7 races right in the middle of the season. And sure Perfect. Enough. Look at that. Spot on.
Work less, get paid more, man.
Yeah.
The thing I like about that, I heard him say, like, he's like, I read Twitter. I read Twitter. I read it. I see what the fans are saying. I know what you guys need and want. And you want a post race, and we're going to get you a post race. So,
I love that guy, dude.
Oh, dude.
Junebug.
He gets whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. So yeah. Sounds like we're going to have a nice. He said, you want everyone interviewed? We're getting everyone interviewed. We're going to do it. So he wants people to tell him what you want, and he's like, we're going to try to do it. We want to make everyone happy, you know?
Oh, so. That's incredible. It's incredible. Love Junebug. Good for him. Yeah, we'll see how the TV package shakes out next year. Fox, you can see yourself to the door.
You know who they would be really race awesome hub. Together? Junior and Harvick.
Could not agree more.
Just because they got that kind of feud thing, and then they've gotten over it the older they've gotten. It would have been like putting – I mean, I don't like Darrell Waltrip, but it would have been like putting DW and Earnhardt in the broadcast booth together. You would have heard some amazing stories.
Yeah, I find out this week that these my two co-hosts despise Darrell Waltrip and laying coins on Presley's bumper this weekend at Nashville. And I send them the link to the announcement, or send them the picture. I'm like, getting announced tomorrow. They're like, fuck DW. DW sucks. DW's an asshole. Like, damn. All right, folks.
Dude was fucking mean to me when I was like 8 years old. Fuck him.
Never forget.
I never forget.
I was really hoping Zach was going to be right, and it was like Ryan Blaney's. That's who I was like.
Hold on. I'm going to check my list of drivers that were assholes to me as a young kid.
You have.
Darrell Waltrip.
Never let it go. Wow.
Richard Petty threw me in his fucking car to take a picture.
Okay.
Dale Waltrip wouldn't even sign anything. It was an asshole.
You're going to have to find that picture. Anyway, show me if you got it.
Yeah,
one more thing. NASCAR on Fox has discontinued Race Hub. Not that anybody ever fucking watched it. No one's going to watch Regan Smith, Josh Sims, and Adam Alexander. I am an Adam Alexander truther.
I haven't watched that show.
Thank you.
In years.
I'm an Adam Alexander truther. He did shit talk Zach one time a couple years ago for absolutely no reason, and he knew he was wrong. Watch it, buddy. No one watches Race
Easy.
Hub. Easy, buddy. Or was it just easy?
Yeah, I'm still looking for theirs.
Easy, buddy. That was funny.
Because I called him out for not being at the track. Well, all I said was maybe he would know what was going on if he was at the track.
Yeah.
Anything else, I mean.
Fair point. That's like getting blocked because you said, don't forget my buddy's birthday.
So, yeah. Look, I got.
Damn.
Yeah.
If you can guess which one's me.
Is that the original Polaroid?
Fuck yeah, buddy.
I mean, I gotta get. I can't really see. I mean, you gotta be directly in front of him. I mean, are you the guy in the white shirt? No, you said you were in the car.
Well, hold on. I got the car picture too.
I'm gonna get white
shirt.
I'll
give you a hint. Yeah, I'm wearing. I got my boy's hat on, and I got his shirt. That's a Ricky Rudd shirt, baby.
Let's go. Then,
that's the one. That's the one of my brother.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, I can't find the one of me. Hold on.
Do you remember what track it was at?
Either Dover or Pocono.
That's fucking sick, dude. In the Petty Mobile? Damn.
I think I got a picture of Mark Martin's car, too.
Whoever came on this show to talk NASCAR bets, you're fucking pissed, aren't you?
That's Roy's, that's Roy's boy right there, man.
Yeah, look at
Timmy.
Timmy Richmond, baby. Tim Rich,
apparently, Timmy did yoga.
Yeah,
Ford, he did a lot. Ford, good luck editing this. Good luck, buddy.
You still haven't watched that. Go. You still haven't watched that 30 for 30 told you to watch.
I got one more. Last one.
Damn it!
I'm in the car on that.
Motherfucking Mark Martin.
Yeah. Look at that shit on the dirt.
Light.
That's when we didn't have fucking garage areas, motherfucker. You just walk up to cars, do whatever you want.
I love this version of Zach. This is great. Dude, that's awesome. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. And you still have it in the office. Wow.
I had it on like a thing, and then it fell down, and all the pictures fell, so it's like all on the side now.
All right. Well.
Well, now we can talk some bets. I got pulled bets.
All right. Let's talk bets. Right. I want to talk real
at
quick.
The 41-minute mark.
Yeah, if you're here for if
you
you're
made
here
for it
bets,
this far.
Too bad. So sad. Although Ford last week he did a little segment thing, like he did the scroller thing on the bottom. So a little bit official. If you really hate listening to us talk about the Titanic, then sure, go ahead and fast forward. Comp tracks this week. We are using the last four Darlington races in Gen 7 car. Homestead of last year, tire wear. Dover from a couple weeks ago, a little recent, a little driving style, a little tire wear. And the last two Bristol races, so Bristol 1 of this year and Bristol 2 of last year. Once again, I say it every week, I love the little quirkiness. Just throw one of them in there. Be a little different. As Larry Mack would say, if you follow the leader, you will follow the leader. So I'm all about it. Zach, talk to me about comp tracks, about qualifying, about whatever you want. Go ahead. Shoot.
So I call these style tracks, this is like the momentum style tracks. You got to be fast in the center of the corner. And most of these tracks, you got to have balls. You're firing it down into the corner and you're firing it up out of the corner. I just think the driving style on these tracks are similar. It is still very Darlington heavy. Don't get me wrong. There's no real good true comp to Darlington, and most tracks that's how it is. You're just trying to piece together little pieces of other tracks that can give you a hint of who may be good this week. And then for qualifying, I actually waited. I didn't like the numbers at all when they first came out. I just bet this right before we started. I went with Byron and Blaney. Byron's at 7 and Blaney's at 8.5. Byron has a 9.7 start position here at Darlington, and he had one like bad qualifying effort. All the rest, he was 9th, 3rd, and 4th, and then 8th and 3rd this year at Bristol and Dover. So I went with him. Blaney, also mostly top 10s here. He has one 11th, but 7th, 9th, 11th, and 4th. The thing that got me on Blaney the most is that Bristol, he was on the pole. At Dover, he was 2nd. So I think that I really wanted to bet Joey, honestly. Logano, he won the pole here at both races in 22. The number just isn't good, and he hasn't been good since then. So I'm going to go with his teammate Blaney, and I think Joey's at 9 and Blaney's at 8.5. So to me, I think Blaney is the better driver at this time, has the better car at this time. So I think Blaney is a better pick than Logano.
As much shit as we talk about Ford and Penske and Blaney and Logano and how they should be running better, yada, 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 had some fairly decent qualifying runs. I mean, like you mentioned, pole at Bristol, 2nd at Dover. I'm looking at a 7th at Texas. I know it's not a comp that we're looking at this week, but, you know, still high a speedway. 12th at Kansas, not terrible last week, but, you know, he finished 12th. He started 26th. He was a bum. That was a bad pick by me. But William Byron, obviously the race pace that he's had at Darlington, and I'm going to talk about him here in a second, but the race pace that Byron's had at Darlington is ridiculous. And, you know, just the pure raw speed that Hendrick has had. I mean, I think that's a good number. 7.5 on Byron, and then what, 8 on
7 on Byron, 8.5 on Blaney.
Okay, there you go. Still so. Think I still think those are fine numbers. What's Larson at? Fucking 250.
Like 3, and then Denny's at 4, and then Reddick's at like 5, and Kyle Busch is at 5.5. Good luck. I'll just never take those. That's just unless, and then like this week, since I'm taking two lower numbers, that's all I'm taking. One's in each group. They both go relatively later in the group. That's another reason I didn't want to bet Joey Logano, because I think he's going out earlier in his group, like one of the first 5 or 6. I don't like to do that usually. So I just think Blaney is a better play.
So Reddick doesn't scratch the itch even at 5, 5.5 at with a metric score of 1.15 in the qualifying.
So he's kind of just average everywhere. He's not, he doesn't
when
have
it comes to actual qualifying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So like 10th, 4th, 9th, and 3rd.
Yeah.
And
hey,
I think,
that's second
I
mean, round though. That's second round.
Again. Yeah. You're just trying to get guys in. I don't like last week we lucked out. Bell was nowhere near the fastest, and then he was the fastest in the second round. So I'm confident in getting both those guys into the next round.
All right. I'm with it. I don't have qualifying odds available to me, but y'all go hit it if you're listening. Oh. I know there's a ton of people out there. Yep.
And Caesar sucks and didn't post any head-to-heads for qualifying, so fuck that.
Yeah, we talked about this on the NASCAR betting preview show. So that's – we can only blame ourselves. And when I say ourselves, I'm speaking of every single one of you that's listening, all three of us, anybody that has ever wagered on a NASCAR bet, and anyone who has not, because the books, they'll be hot. They'll have all these offerings. They'll be timely. They'll make these partnerships with NASCAR, yada, yada, yada. It'll last for a few weeks. It'll last for a few months. And then the money, they get in their little weekly conference room meeting and they go, we only had 300,000 wagered on the Kansas NASCAR race last week. And we had 10 million wagered on one NBA game. Who gives a fuck about NASCAR? So, if there's not money bet, then yeah. Is it bullshit that by Wednesday night they haven't clicked a few buttons and run the formula and spit out odds and their UI?
I feel like the more that it spread out and became legalized, I think they pay more attention to it now than they used to as far as their numbers.
No, I think their numbers are worse than. Oh, you mean okay? They're like sharper, is what you're saying?
Yeah, sharp. Sure. I think they've gotten a whole lot sharper on the NASCAR side than it used to be, even 2 years ago.
I mean,
a year ago. I think this year they've really tightened up on what what they're offering.
Has this happened this season where they're not out Wednesday, but they might come out tomorrow or Friday, something like that? You're muted.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to remember. There was either a week late last season or early this season when they just didn't have them.
I mean, books that I have available to me, it's hit or miss. I mean, we could go 6 weeks without having them, and then boop, they're there.
Usually, Caesars has head-to-heads for qualifying on Tuesday, and then you get the qualifying odds on Wednesday. The qualifying odds were posted on Tuesday this week, and we just didn't get head-to-heads.
See, that's so odd. There's just no rhyme or reason, you know? Anyway.
It's like they forget about it, and then once they forget about it, they just say, fuck it, even if it's brought to their attention.
They don't want to face the music. Yeah.
They're like, oh, why are people asking? Fuck. Nope.
Yeah. All right, my favorite bet of the week so far is I'm going back to the well. I'm going back to the Bill Byron top 5 plus 150 on Hard Rock. I looked about 5 minutes ago. It's plus 135.
150 still on 365. That was going to be one
bitches.
Of mine. So
boom,
like
bitches.
It.
Let's
Love
go.
It.
Second in the power. Yeah. Dude, his numbers are fucking ridiculous this week. And, I mean, ridiculous. Second in the power rankings. First in NLD speed, last 4 Darlington races. Zach's got this new NLD ARP, average running position, where he just cleans it up a little bit. It makes it, you know, a little more true of a number. His NLD ARP is 6.23 in the last four Darlington races. Do you know how difficult that is? Like, if you're on the track, he averages sixth place, seventh place. But we'll be conservative. Seventh place. That's ridiculous. And I say this all the time. I love betting guys top 10, top five, you know, usually it's just top five, top 10, but when their average running position is hovering around or better than the five or the 10, I love betting that guy. And I trust Zach with comp tracks and speed and average running position. And so now that we've got this new thing, I'm gung ho about it. So that 6.23 ARP is best in the Cup Series. Swept a pair of top fives last year at Darlington with a win and a fourth. And the first time that we visited Darlington, he got the old bump and run from Logano. He finished 13th, but he was really, really good that day. So, I mean, he's second in the power rankings. He's, what, 8-1 outright, 9-1? No. Yeah, maybe 8-1, 10-1, somewhere in that range. I don't have it in front of me. But top five, what'd you say? Bet365 still available?
Yeah, plus yeah. 150.
Yeah, plus 135. So he's 8-1 on Hard Rock outright, plus 250.
I didn't
top
check
three.
ESPN. Sometimes ESPN will throw some crazy numbers out there every once in a while.
Yeah, shout out Bet365, though. They're always on their shit. Leaving us good odds.
Dude, Byron at Darlington last year. It was one
of your what?
Best days ever.
Really? Last spring? Remember
yes,
the
sir.
Number?
I mean, it was 10-1, but I just bet it a bunch because I had like a sign.
Yeah. Birds. All right. Well,
that was the remember the Cardinal?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so that was when we first started really diving deep into things. Hell yeah, I do remember that. That's fucking awesome. All right, well, let me know if you see a sign this week.
I haven't seen one yet.
All right, well, I have not bet Bill outright. I'm going to wait on that. If he's a class of the field and doesn't hit the wall in qualifying and he's six, I doubt he's going to go in the 5.5s because I think no matter what Larson and Hamlin do in practice and qualifying, they're still going to be at ridiculous numbers. They're like, if they both shit the, if one of them shits the bed, the other one's going to be the 350 favorite. The one that shits the bed is going to be 5.5 and then everybody else. So they're not going to stick Byron at 5.5. So I think the worst outright number you're going to get on Byron's 6. And I'm willing to take that risk because I'll just slap him at 6. If he's got really, really good practice numbers. But I thought the plus 150 for a top five was slightly ridiculous. And obviously it's at plus 135 now. I'd probably still take it. I'm not dipping into the even money. Don't even think about it. Just wait. Because if he's nuts in practice, qualifies up front, which at Darlington I don't think is the biggest of deals. Just because there's just chaos. I'm not saying it's easy to pass, but there's tire wear, there's chaos, there's cautions. You know, there's a little bit of strategy. If you pit two laps before somebody, you're going to drive right by them. So just wait. You know, if he's class of the field, even if he qualifies bad, just, you know. Anyway.
I'll tell you what doesn't matter at Darlington is practice.
Really?
Yeah. Because the track, it falls off so much. If you don't get that good lap early, you're done. So, like,
but not even averages? Not even averages? Yeah.
Denny will be like 22nd in practice, qualify 23rd. His odds won't move at all, and then he'll win. That was what was going to happen last week. Not last week. What was that, Dover? Or Larson started the back of Dover. His odds didn't move at all. Like, he qualified 21st, he was 4-1. He qualified 21st, still 4-1. Like, a demon. Like, those two are just not. Forget about it.
I mean, it's fine. They're it's warranted. They're fucking fast every week.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're the class of the field, but one of them is superior to the other. I mean, let's be frank here, right, Roy?
No, thanks.
Someone replied to my tweet and said, "Why do you guys shit on Larson?" Or what did he say? Damn, I have to go back and find it. But
he did. Basically, why you shit on Larson so much?
Because he loses me money.
Yeah, because he's a fucking.
And then shit. I responded to that guy. I was like, he beat.
Oh, here it is.
I responded back to Mark or whatever. I was like, he beat your favorite driver.
I tweeted, ha 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 ha. Woke up and realized NASCAR needed Larson to win the closest finish ever instead of Buescher, which I stand behind. And then he said, y'all hate on Larson for no reason. Buddy, do you know? You clearly don't listen. He doesn't listen. But if you
I don't shit on Larson.
I shit on anyone that loses me money.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah. People ask me all the time, who's your favorite driver? Ah, the one I bet on. Actually, I don't know. And who do you hate? The one that fucking loses me the most money, a piece of shit.
Right now, that's Kyle Larson.
It's fucking Larson, dude. And it's fucking Kyle Busch. It's fucking Larson. Kyle Busch was up there for a while.
I don't even bet on him. Like, he just fucking me not betting on him. And not even, like, he hits fucking sand barrels and then... Again, Chris Buescher should have never let him come off turn four. And don't give me the, like, Larson. Hey, who won the race? Larson. You know why Larson won the race? Because he initiated the contact coming to the line and slowed him down. So good job being Mr. Nice Guy up in turn four, because you lost the fucking race because of it.
He made two.
Maybe you can call the Nice Guy hotline with Ryan Sieg.
Seriously, though, God fucking had Ryan Sieg too. Just Larson, fucking shoot me.
If I'm Buescher in that instance, Larson's lifting or we're both wrecking.
I was yelling, dude, screaming, fucking wreck him, fucking wreck him. Why? First of all, he made two huge mistakes. Why do you leave him the top lane? Why do you? That was such a stupid idea. At least give him the bottom, let him slide job it and smack the wall, or when he comes up in front of you, fucking wreck him. And then when you're side by side, move up a foot and put him in the wall. Why? Why the fuck would you not?
I think if he leaves Larson the inside, Larson puts him into the wall and wins the race.
Oh, yeah.
Then I think his biggest mistake is he ran low in one and two. I have no fucking idea why. And got
Did he
no
think
run
Larson was going to go low? He probably thought Larson was going low.
He got no run off the corner. It killed him.
He should have been middle at least, like
in
where
he
could
two?
Come.
He should have ran high enough on three and four to leave space, but not space for a car.
I just cannot. And you, Zach, I thought about this week. You were like, do not let anybody get to your right rear and they won't pass you. And sure fucking enough, what'd he do? Let him get to his right rear.
And then, like, he should have just treated how Denny treated Larson at Pocono. Like, hey, we're coming off turn one. You're either going to lift or wreck. Good fucking luck. Like, that's what Buescher, you're too nice. It's frustrating, dude. They're too
you
nice.
Would think that some, and I'm not, I don't think Chris Buescher is desperate because he won twice last year, but you would think someone in his position that has that few of wins and has ran up front that few times and has that few opportunities to win a race, you would think that they would do anything possible to fucking win.
Dude,
I mean, I get it if it's Larson and Hamlin, like they might leave each other room, or any of the Hendrick guys or any of the JGR guys, they'll leave each other room. I get that. But when you're Chris Buescher and you're RFK, you do anything in your power to win that race. And I love Chris Buescher. I don't really want to beat him up that much, but why the fuck did you leave him the top lane?
He should have won, or Truex or Elliott should have won. That should have been his, like, going into that corner, it should have been, I'm winning. Larson has no, I'm not giving him a chance to beat me. I'll take us both out and the 9 or the 19 can win. And here's what else. We're all salty, but Truex should have won the race. Like, if Kyle Busch,
no late caution.
I give Denny a ton of credit all the time, but I'm going to call him out on this one. He's trying to say that, I was going to turn it on. They were going to tell me I was going to turn it on and I was going to just battle with the 19. You get the fuck out of here. You're going to get passed by the 19 and then you're going to get passed by the 6 because the 6 was flying too.
The 6 was flying, but the 19 was really flying. I mean, he was going to be there in 2 laps. I mean, he was going to have 5 laps.
He's going to be there in 1 lap. Yeah. Like, again, I watch the onboards. I don't watch TV. I know what's going on. Like, he was getting – then he wasn't just going to fucking turn it on and go. Like, get out of here, man.
And Kyle Larson was fucking on his way to 8th.
Yes. Yeah, he
was done. Did you see his tire?
No. And that's recorded. Because –
yeah. It was ate the fuck up. Like, he won't making it to the end of that race. Because
it's off the, and this is why Brad can't win. I hate to say it. So Larson and Hamlin, they are all optimized for a tire run. Because that's what racing is now, a tire run. If you have an 80 lap stage, we're going 40 and we're pitting, and then we're you know, that's what it is. It's not a fuel run. If we had fuel runs and you had to make your tires last as long as a fuel run, Brad and Truex would win a lot more fucking races.
I love Truex's long run speed.
But like, he's there are
one of the best. Like, I mean, it's looked amazing. Like, he looks like he's got like a fucking turbocharger.
That's
something.
An interesting.
I mean, and
sorry,
it's amazing. I mean, last week he just like. It's like flip of the switch. All right, knew exactly when to go and fucking was just passing everybody.
Shout out James Small being a fucking dumbass again and taking 4 tires. What an idiot.
He is the dumbest.
He's dumbest bricks, dude.
Do you hear him play it off? How he played it off? No. Well, if there's a green white checker, you'll be in the best position. Well, here's how dumb that is to play for that, because you need a caution and you only have 1 lap, because once the white comes out, the caution ends it. So you're hoping a caution comes out in a 1 lap time frame.
Yeah. Which Kansas, fine, but you can't roll the marbles on that. That's ridiculous. You can't take 4 and hope for a caution in 1 lap. I get going long and stuff like that, but not 1 lap. That's ridiculous. So that's an interesting point of view you had there on the Brad and Truex versus Denny and Kyle with the tire run versus fuel run. Yeah. That's interesting.
If you think about it, like,
sure,
once the tires give out, Larson goes right back. And that's
he does, dude.
He's optimizing.
Like,
they're optimizing for the 40-lap run or the third, whatever it is, because they just figure it out before the race. It's just I hate it, because the stupid stages it messes it all up. You know when the caution is going to fall, so you go, okay, we only run the car for 40 laps. All right, well, we can run this setup. But if we run 50, it's going to kill the tire. Well, we're probably only going to run 40, and that's the fastest, so we go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, Brad is not in that mindset still. He's still in the old school mindset of saving his stuff, and I'm going to be good at the end of the run. Well, the runs are too short. Like, it's not, there is no long run anymore.
I do miss when half the field is running, you know, they might pit 5 times in a race and the other half of the field's going to pit 7 times in a race. Or I guess if it went green, it'd be like 5 and 3. And the guys are going long, you know, and it's just, I do miss those. But at the fan in me, while it sucks that we know exactly what the stints are going to be unless caution comes out, the fan in me doesn't mind the re-rack them. The gambler in me would absolutely rather it go green and then strategy and live bets and yada, yada, yada. But, yeah. All right, we just went off on a tangent. You don't have any race bets, Zach, do you?
Not yet.
Yeah. So another one that I have is I bet Kyle Busch to win the race, which – it's a 50-50 chance he's even going to show up to race this week. I don't even know if the 8 hauler is going to make it into Darlington, because, you know, there's literally a 50-50 chance. I thought, looking at the numbers, I thought Kyle was going to be like 12, because I felt like maybe 10. 10's a little aggressive, but I thought he was going to be like 12. Because the numbers, if you don't look at finishes, the numbers are just nutso at Darlington in the 18 car and in the 8 car. Like, he's just had problems. All 4 races, he's had problems. But if you take the problems out, he's 2nd in LD speed. He's 2nd in average running position. He had NLD speeds in the top five at the first three Darlington races. Last year, he was in the top five and then had a caution come out. It got burned. Fucking Ryan Newman's bitch ass. But on the other hand, like Homestead, he had 18th or 21st NLD speed. Had a 28th or 21st and an 18th at the Bristols that we're looking at. And then, you know, there's certain intermediates. It's literally any track that Kyle, that we can talk about that. Whew, take a breath. Any track we could talk about Kyle Busch in this manner. I mean, he's either going to show up and he's going to be top five like he was at Dover. He had a really good car at Kansas last week. He finished eighth, but that, you know, if you guys didn't see that green, white checkered onboard, that shit was nuts. He came from 21st to eighth on essentially equal tires to most guys in the field. It was wild. Just got monster runs, but he had a really good car. I mean, he was leading the race in stage three at one point. I mean, he wasn't going to fend off Larson, but I would say he was a fourth place car. But what Kyle Busch is going to show up? But I thought he was going to be 12. I see 16, and I didn't put a lot on this. I'm very modest bet here. I just wanted to get down on the 16 number because it's so big. He's seventh in the power rankings, and like I said, he's probably 16 because the books are looking at finishes, just like most of the time they do. And I saw a top 10 for a -140. I shopped around to see if I get a -120, just like Chastain, because I saw him at -140 on Hard Rock. He was -120 on Caesars. Anyway, I shopped around. I couldn't find anything at -120 for Kyle Busch for top 10. But I do like Kyle Busch this week. Now, both of you guys, mainly Rory, but I know, Zach, you've commented on this, about the tracks that RCR is good at. Is this one of those tracks?
Yeah, Reddick was good here in the eight, too. Bingo. So.
And Dylan even runs good here.
Talk to me fucking dirty, why don't you?
I mean, he's
top 20 in the model.
Wow. No, 21st.
Okay.
Oh, no. Close. God damn it.
I'm pretty sure he's had a couple of top 10 runs and then probably a couple of duds, but
20th. Yeah. Wow.
He tends to show up at your higher tire wear tracks, even though I don't know if he even is capable this year. he's pretty fucking 10. Bad, too.
I mean, his NLD speeds are not great, but yeah, he does have a top 10.
Yeah, he finished top 10. Ninth at the first Darlington race in the next gen, and then he finished 10th at Homestead also.
He was on a rocket a little bit better than that here, but
he was a rocket that day. Oh no, you're talking about last year. I'm talking about 2 years ago. Austin Dillon had a rocket at Homestead. Okay, high tire wear. So are you telling me he can wheel a car?
I think he just drives so fucking slow, it helps him on his pace.
Hey,
he's able to fucking just stay the same speed. Oh,
that's
the whole
fucking funny,
time.
Dude. It makes so much sense. you won't find me betting Austin Dillon. I can promise you that. Oh man. So yeah,
I
all right. Well,
nice
I'm glad
top 10 at Homestead last year on him, I will say.
I'm glad you guys are backing me on this whole Kyle Busch. I'm not saying you guys are going to bet it, but at least you like it. So that's cool.
I kind of like the 16, but he's boosted to 18 on 365.
See, I didn't want to hear that. I never want to bet the boost.
I never like that at all.
18.
Him and Larson are boosted.
18 is my fair on him. So fair price.
Okay. Well, that's not great. Even seventh in the model or in power rankings. Wow. The last time Kyle Busch was 18 at Darlington, he blew up under caution, which is fucking bullshit. I was on him that day.
Oh, Joe Gibbs hit the button.
Dude, it was the Buffalo Wild Wings button, dude. I mean, it was ridiculous. Under caution? You don't blow up under caution. He didn't miss a shift.
I kept telling everyone that year, once he said he wasn't coming back, do not bet Kyle Busch. He ain't going to. Joe Gibbs does not let
What was worse? Win. What was worse, the blown engine under caution or the BJ McLeod car at Martinsville?
The blown engine under caution. Because he inherited the lead, and everyone's like, yeah, he's in the lead now. And then
was he leading at Bristol when he blew up, too?
That was the whole JGR camp, though. They all had issues.
That was their power steering.
Yeah, him, Bell, and Truex all had issues. Was that the race we were at?
Bubba had it, too, and I think...
Yeah, that was the one we were at.
Yeah, they all had issues, so you can't pin that one, but still. Maybe they all listened to Ben Bayshore that day. Fucking bum. All right. I also have a Chastain top 10 just because he's been really good in the spring here. Not so good in the fall, but in the spring, he's been really good. I don't have the numbers up. He's seventh in NLD speed when you include the fall, but he's had an average running position, an NLD average running position of 3.51 and 3.44 in the two spring races. So a little bit of mojo. Minus 120.
It's minus 160 on 365. I just had that pulled up. So I was like, well, let me look and see what it is. I don't know what it opened at.
It was
over there, but I would imagine.
He doesn't have good finishes because he was in. Remember him and Larson wrecked each other last year, and that's what let Byron win.
Yeah.
And then I think he wrecked the other year, too. But he was good.
He won. Stage two in the last two spring races too. A little fun fact. How about that?
He's up there.
Yeah.
I also don't mind a little Chase Elliott this week. We'll top five plus 250. That's a little fun. You know, it's run well here in the past.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I like that.
Roars. Anything else? Xfinity. I thought about going John Hunter. I bet it. I deleted it or cashed it out. And he's not in a JGR car. Just so you guys know, just so everybody knows, don't just look at the power rankings and then go bet a guy in the Xfinity series before you know what car he's in. Just throwing that out there before you throw an irresponsible amount of money.
I do have one more play too.
I don't think it's the car on that, Mark. I think it's more the pit stops. We talked about that. Like, yeah. Heim gave that car some good runs. I don't think it's a terrible car. I think John Hunter, he'll be a top five car. It's just on pit stops is where you're going to have when you have those crappier teams is where you lose, and you lose a lot. You know, it's you could be in second, you're coming out 12th. Like, that's the problem with those. But go ahead, Roars.
I give one out. Martin Truex Jr. plus 650.
To win, huh?
Two wins.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, fifth in the power rankings. I don't know. This is more of a just – I feel like he runs well here every damn time unless something happens. He's a top five car. I have confidence in him here, especially if this race goes green. If it goes green, I can see him just dominating with the way he's been long running. I just kind of had a few people in mind, and it was just like, I'm going to take one of them, and I just want some Truex.
All right. Yeah, you're not wrong about the long run, and Zach would attest to that, and Kansas Stage 3 would attest to that as well. I just don't.
Yeah. I just feel like he's been robbed of some wins this year. It kind of feels like
James fucking Small. It's not true.
Him, Bowman, and Gibbs are the only ones that haven't won a race yet out of the whole bunch. So I just feel like it's just Marty time. I think I like him in this daytime race too, even a little bit better.
All right, hot and slick, bro. Let me tell you something about the South right now. I'm about 4 hours south of Darlington. It is fucking hot, folks. It is fucking hot. The high tomorrow is 97. I don't even know what the index is going to be. It's probably going to be 105. It is fucking miserably hot down here. So I hope to God that it's hotter than shit at Darlington on Sunday. I really do. Dude, that creates the best racing.
What's your low temperature tomorrow? Because it's probably higher than my high.
Let's see. It feels
it's
good.
It's 69 here right now.
Nice. The low is 77.
Yeah, it's going to be 66 here tomorrow for a high.
I'm going to screenshot this. That's some bullshit. I'll just show you.
Damn. Jealous.
Oh, other side.
That is bananas. Right there.
97, dude.
70. It's going to be 79. And that's sunshine.
Oh, feels like 101. I'm thrilled, folks. I am fucking thrilled.
May or may not be sunshine, though, depending on how many planes fly over the speedway before the race.
The high is only 80 on Sunday. You're something else, dude. All right, one more bet. I bet Sam Mayer top five in the Xfinity race plus 220. Sixth in the model. That's about all I got for you. But the books are not respecting him this week. You know, they got Creed way the fuck up there. So Byron's in the race. Opens up a little bit of odds. So Sam Mayer top five plus 220. I like it. I like it like that. And Roars, you don't have any Xfinity bets, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's fucking hear it, bitch.
Where the fuck? Is plus 275 the best on Byron? I think it's 300 on Caesars, right? Is he better than that anywhere else? I just looked a little
275 on Hard Rock.
Three on Caesars.
All right, Caesars plus 300. Will he be in the 17? It's always a rocket when it has Byron and Larson in it. I will say it usually runs damn good unless something breaks. Remember last year Larson had power stern pump alternator, something died.
Spun and went backwards and then it like blew up or something.
That's right. Okay. Gotcha.
Damn, yeah. I remembered something that you did.
Good memory. I was fucking trying to do that damn thing with Derek where he was doing 24-hour thing right in the middle of the fucking race. I don't know what I was thinking when I agreed to that time. I was like, why did I fucking do that? But I didn't even look. So, yeah, I get a pass on that one.
I like Willie B. Hendrick Carr. Go ahead, Zach.
I'm going to bet someone that's under 21. I'll find someone just because it's the Crown Royal 200 so that they have to take all the Crown Royal out of Victory Lane.
All right. Fire it up.
I'll have to do some research because
Okay. All right.
Who's under 21? Jesse Love, I guess.
All right. Jesse Love. He's like 20-1, dude.
25.
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right. Huh. It's abacadabra time, but.
Ooh, yeah.
We went 2 for 5 last week, or 2 for 3, 2 of 5. So we're not doing abacadabra, but we'll give the spark notes on this one. Marty Truex versus Mr. .001 loser. I'm going Truex.
Truex, yeah.
Fuck Buescher. Roars.
Truex.
Chase Elliott versus Kyle motherfucking Rory.
Larson.
We have to pick Larson. We can't just pick Elliott. Yeah. I mean, if we pick
Elliott.
Yes, we can.
Definitely can.
Yeah. We just can't.
We can hate on fucking.
We should be hate on
Denny. I can't wait till Denny starts choking.
Reggie Miller's got a lot of pub this week for some reason. I don't know why.
He's like announcing the game in the Knicks arena.
Spike Lee
went at it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If we pick against Larson, we're just hoping that he wrecks. So yeah, we have to pick Larson. Kyle Busch versus Christopher Bell. I'm on Busch.
KFB.
I like Busch this week.
I'm going to say Bell, just to be honest.
Yeah. What about the power rankings?
The power rankings have Kyle ahead.
Only by one spot and less than one metric.
I'm just going to say Bell, JGR. It's going to be.
If we're going by the JGR Hendrick reasoning.
Domination.
Yeah. 4 out of 5 top 5 positions again.
Actually, this could play into our hands. I'm just going to pencil in Bell here for a second, and we're going to see where we go with the other two. If we go the way I think we're going to go, then we have to choose Bell. If there's a little bit of a shakeup, then we're going back to Kyle Busch. All right, next one: Noah Gragson and Bubba. Wallace.
I'm going Gregson just because it's Gregson.
I'm gonna look at something.
Bubba's been wrecking the fuck out of shit lately,
dude. He has been stinking up a shitstorm. Bubba Wallace.
I don't think this is a. I mean, I think he can be good here. You know, I think it.
Ninth in NLD speed, right. Eighth in average running position. Oh, there he goes. Falls like a rock when you do average finish. 12th. But finish. He's got top 10s in the last three Darlington races.
Yeah. I'm still going Gregson.
Zach, you got an opinion yet?
I'm going Bubba. Barely.
Were we abacadabbing?
No. Did we mess it up? No, it's along those lines, though. We're going to have to go Bubba, though. We're going to have to go Bubba. We're going to have to go because I'm also on Bubba. I love Gregson.
But... It's close. Like, I know the power rankings, it's a big difference. But when I look down into the stats, because Noah has stats from, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in as good a car last year. He's a lot better this year. So what I did, I just looked at, you know, this year's season, and it's really close. They're like 9th and 10th. So
Okay. Wow. I love to hear that about Gregson. That's incredible. Although, fuck Gregson. Fuck Stuart Haas for not giving him a throwback. That's some bullshit, dude. That's actually
throwback
bullshit.
Weekend is so dumb.
No. Zach, take that back.
Then they need to make a rule that everyone has to do it because too many teams don't participate.
I agree. And if you don't participate, you're a fucking bum. Like, straight up.
You're an asshole.
You are a fucking bum, dude.
Yeah.
And then they all need, like, the same theme for that weekend. And
it's grassroots. That,
well, how is the Hendrick cars grassroots?
Good point. There's no rules. There's no laws when you drink your claws.
The best throwbacks are Ross and the Hendrick cars. Suarez is good too. It's like the Adrian Fernandez IndyCar. Yep. I think that's who it is.
It's pretty good.
And they're good every year. Like, they had the freaking Coca-Cola cars, like the Dale Jr., Dale Sr. ones. Like, some teams embrace it and make it good. But to me, so many teams don't that.
Not really. I will say this, they need to do it in the fall, they need to do it at the Crown Jewel race. Why are you doing it in the spring? That's stupid.
Well, because that stupid. Isn't it? It's in the playoffs, right? And
still, what? Well, the way you used to do it in the fall. I mean, damn, you really think that's the reason?
Yeah, that's why the teams don't
bullshit.
Do it.
That's some bullshit.
Like, okay,
dude.
So yeah, like it just I don't like. There's no reason
if you're
Otto and Blaney shouldn't be doing it. Like, there's no reason that Noah shouldn't have one. Kyle Busch doesn't have one. Like. If the big teams aren't participating, it gets to be a problem.
Bums. Fucking bums, dude. And if you're a sponsor and you don't allow it, you're also a bum. You're a bigger bum. You're a fucking big bum.
I'd be okay if they just threw it back to the sponsor's logo. Like, if you don't have a meaningful, meaningful throwback, just like, and I think McDowell's doing that this weekend, or Gilliland, they have like the old school Long John's logo.
I think it might be Gilliland because he's got the number font too.
Yeah, it's like the 80s or 90s long. Like, just do that. Yeah. Like, that's fine with me. But, like, Penske always has the worst paint schemes, anyways.
The snap on for Cindric last week was so bad. Couldn't even see it.
Yeah.
All right.
The Penske one's awful.
Yeah. And the Verizon one. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's got a check mark.
They're
on
all the same. They look exactly the same. Like, just replace the logos.
But. Blaney's,
like, you look at a Blaney,
body
Blaney,
armor.
Blaney had some cool body armor cars.
Yeah, I like the body armors, but that's
that,
about it.
But that was it.
Not this year.
I don't mind Menards.
Yeah, I don't mind Menards.
All right, last one. Tyler Red Dog Reddick and Mr. Wallride were Ross Chastain. I'm going to wait to give you my pick because I already have a bet on Chastain, but
Braddock.
Roars.
Shit.
You could make this awesome, or you could really fuck it up.
No pressure.
I kind of want to go with Ross.
Oh man, all right, side.
Damn. Hell yeah.
So who you taking?
I was going to go with Ross.
God damn it, dude. Well, too bad. Sorry. We're going with Reddick because we're going down the left side. That's what we're doing. You don't have an option. So we're doing,
nice.
Just staying nobody, with it.
Nobody got that. You just thought that was fucking stupid.
Are you in a glass case for your emotions? Is that what you're going for?
Don't know what that means. It's there you go. Roars. Maybe I should have put a pause in between them.
I'm old. With all these.
I told my daughter that's what she needed to do on her SOLs.
Dude.
What's SOL? Shit out of luck.
Yeah, that's what I call them. Shit out of luck test. They weren't required when I was in high school. We had to take them, I think, maybe 1 year. But yeah. Fuck them things.
All right, closing thoughts. It's 11 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. I'm fucking tired. Let's go Bill Byron. Let's go Bill Byron poll. Let's go Bill Byron top five. Let's go Bill Byron fire throwback.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys listening. You guys listen to us run our fucking mouths. We went 40 minutes. We spent more time. No, I guess we didn't. We almost spent more time talking NASCAR than we did talking bets. And I had a good time. I enjoyed it. So I hope you guys did too. And if you only come to this show for NASCAR bets, you're probably not listening right now. So piss off anyway. All right, boys.
Yeah, gotta mark the outro for them.
Yeah. Make sure.
When that starts.
I'm going to have Ford do. Most important part of the podcast, last minute. Please
breaking
listen.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Silly season breaking news.
Listen till the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that. God, watch to the end. Watch an Instagram reel. Watch to the end. Can't wait for the end. No, piss off, dude. I'm not doing that.
If it's more than a minute, next one.
Yeah. Gone. Or I'll just fast forward.
It's probably even like 30 seconds anymore. Like,
attention span. Oh, okay. We are so fucked. Yeah. We're so toast.
Like, you know, my favorite thing is it's that little, like, you know, people write like a book or something, and someone's like, I ain't reading all that, but I'm happy for you or sad for you.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, like, that's my favorite thing. I'm not reading all that. Good luck.
I ain't reading all that, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah, or sad. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
I love it. Or sad. Yeah, that's right. All right, boys. Sayonara, beer don't, laying coin to the moon. Appreciate you guys. Let's win some fucking money.
Beer don't.